Good morning, Eddie Pfaffoltz. Oh, no.
Save me.
I feel like that's too soon, maybe.
It's way too soon, yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning, AFD. I feel fine, by the way. Everybody doesn't care now because I just made fun of it. But
Are you quarantined to your home?
Not in the sense that like I have to be, but in the sense that the kids are home from school and we can't go anywhere. So it's like, yeah, but I'm quarantined in my soul.
Yeah. Well, you always are, I think.
I'm emotionally unable to let anyone in or out. What about you? Are you like roaming free and going to stadiums?
Oh,
and
you wish I was.
Houses.
I am literally, I mean, I can't tell you how quickly I cried when the woman from the health department said that I was quarantined to my house for another 10 days. She said, do you understand what we're asking of you because you've been exposed to coronavirus? And I was like, well, my friend who has the coronavirus, my friend kind of told me, because what my friend had said is you have to stay 6 feet from people for less than 10 minutes, like 6 feet away, less than 10 minutes, but you can see people.
Okay.
And so I was like, explain it to me again. And the woman from the health department is like, okay, well, you can't leave your house and no one can come to your house. And I was like, you said what? and then I started crying.
Oh, okay, Annie. So listen, this is a thing about knowing you. You have an assumption that you hop in as if everybody has seen your story, which I think most people have. But for those you don't need to be sorry. But I've realized that part of knowing you is you're just going to bring up things that you were talking about on Instagram an hour ago. And if I don't keep up, then I got to hop on the train halfway through its journey. So, you have a friend that has corona.
One of my closest friends in Nashville has coronavirus. She got it on a Friday, which would be Friday, March 6th.
Okay.
I was with her on Tuesday.
Yes.
And she started showing symptoms on Wednesday. She was tested on Thursday. Everyone who was
hold on, pause the story. My children are outside the window right now.
Right?
They're dancing and they're holding up a sign that says, "Hey Annie, this is what we think of the coronavirus." And they're dancing like crazy people about to take
And they're outside, which is the rudest part.
About to take the dog on a walk, and I just sent you a picture. So sorry to interrupt.
I am allowed to go outside once a day by myself in my own neighborhood and not talk to anybody. So that's helpful.
I don't think that's good enough for you.
No kidding. So let me finish telling you that she came down with symptoms on Wednesday. She informed all of us on Thursday. We were then, and the thing is, because there's only, at the time, there's only 10 documented cases in our county. And I know three of them because it was, they were all at the same event. And so there's 10 documented cases. I know three of them. I was with one of them. And so then the health department calls all of us that were together and is like, well, oh my gosh, you really did send a picture of your children standing outside with signs and your wife.
At dancing. They're all going nuts.
They are really dancing. That wasn't a joke.
No, and it would have been rude because I just interrupted a story of like you really suffering and your friend really suffering. I'm like, hold on. Let me tell you about my family. I'm going to make this a little bit more about me and a little less about you.
I loved it. I loved it. That's very funny.
I can't believe. So the health department calls. Right. I mean, this is like contagion time.
Yeah, because they have to. Well, it is a pandemic, Eddie. It's real. But they have to keep track of all of us.
Thanks, Obama.
Because they're trying to keep, they're trying to learn how it spreads. So they have to. So every day she calls me at some point, the girl from the health department. Yeah. And I have to go through, I have to answer all the same questions about symptoms, and I have to take my temperature with her on the phone.
Oh, my Lord.
Every day for the next 10 days. So that's why you and I have got to, yes, I'm in my house for another 10 days.
Annie, I am sorry I made any corona jokes at this point, because this, you are actually like government mandated quarantined.
Yes. They can call at any point, and I have to be here with my thermometer. Fair, my thermometer moves, but I have to be here. And the other truth is, I do have one very close friend who has MS, And okay. So the sentence I'm saying in my head is, I will stay home if it keeps her alive.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, there are a ton of people in my community that are, I mean, there's elderly people all over my complex of condos. I need to stay home because even if I don't ever get sick, it could still be in my body.
Yeah, that's the thing that concerns me the most is I actually am like, I'm going to get it, or we're all going to get it, but we're all pretty healthy. I am very concerned about people in our purview. Like my neighbor, I mean, we have like old neighbors. I'm like, I don't want to be walking around, you know, that's the scary part. Oh, so your friend that has MS. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's the.
So she's self-quarantining at this point.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Where she's trying to be more careful, but it is Eddie, it is a different thing when the government calls you and tells you can't leave your house.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know? I mean, this isn't, this is an edit-free show. We're going to go with it. because we're not communists. They can't force us.
Yeah.
But they can't, I mean, she's like, you have to stay home because you just can't be around people because we don't know what this thing does.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some fun stuff every day, Eddie.
Let's do that. I did not know that.
I know that you played it real cool until I told you I was literally encouraged. That's politely how she spoke to me. She was very sweet. She was very sweet, but I'm literally told to stay at my house. I cried immediately.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah.
It feels so lonely. I'm the only one who lives here.
It's a weird thing to make a choice to stay home for a week and watch Netflix and hang out. It's another thing to be told you have to. It's just
healthy. That's like when I had the flu in January, I wanted to be home for a week because I felt horrible. But so one of my goals today, one of the things I've asked you to do is every day that we record to give me a small challenge.
Yes.
For the day in my house. Yes. But also today I'm going to make a bucket list, like one of those fun ones that I hang up on the wall and check off everything in the next 10 days.
Okay. So I've got the challenge.
Oh, are we ready to do that now?
Well, we're doing...
Before we hit any topics?
Oh, let's hit topics then. Okay.
Okay.
I like that we're developing the show in real time. So we'll do...
Yeah, that's right.
We'll do topics and then we'll do some homework for each other.
Yeah, that's great.
Although my homework is really just continue to live your best life and go wherever you want. I mean, maybe I'll
wash
go to Trader
hands.
Joe's.
I'm going to keep telling you to wash your hands.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to get corona. This temple of a body. It's not.
Right.
It gets within 60 feet of me and is like this. I'm never going to be able to infect this man.
Yeah. You'll be fine. It's those old neighbors. Hashtag old neighbors. That's who we're worried about here.
So you put out, here's a funny behind the scenes thing. You texted yesterday and was like, hey, should I tweet out should we ask for topics to talk about? And I was like hanging out with Brianne. And then when I finally got back, I was like, yeah, totally do it. And you're like, oh, I already did it. And so then I open up Twitter and it's like, I have more notifications than I've ever had for anything.
Yeah. Like, we're going to have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, people really have first of all, they have a lot of founded anxiety, which I think it's worth talking about just a little bit to be sensitive to the fact that people are freaked out about this.
Yes. And understandably, that's one of the things I've been trying to say on Instagram and Instastory all week has been like, everything you feel, you should feel because we've never been through anything like this.
Oh, yeah, it's uncharted. And that's the worst part.
Yeah.
It's the not knowing. Like, as a Floridian, we know what's happening with hurricanes. We know what's coming. We know this process. We know that in a week from now, either all the trees are blown down or we're fine. We know how long it's going to last. Like, there's a predictable, there's just like a predictable element to it, which lends comfort. I think the hardest part of this is that nobody knows if in 2 weeks we're all just like out in the sunshine or... If this summer we're all still recording 30-minute podcasts,
Eddie,
every day.
Don't say that.
I know. It's a terrible thought, right? But it's not
thought.
Right. That's the hardest part is the not knowing of what this.
I mean, the only thing we do know a little bit is that South Korea seems to be on the backside.
Yeah, but have you had their food? It's so good.
No.
Like, we don't have that kind of food here.
That's right. So if we could be fed the way they were fed.
Yeah. Even if we get Korean food from a good local Korean place, it's not measuring up.
It's not the same.
Oh, no.
No. But everybody Korean barbecue, I'm really here. Why has no one made Korean barbecue flavored chips? Why do we only have regular barbecue flavored chips? Feels like low-hanging fruit for Lay's.
Korean food is dominant into any American food. I'm even talking about good barbecue.
Yeah.
If you stack up good American barbecue to like real good Korean like bulgogi, it's not even close. And that's just a hot take for me, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that is a hot take.
I'm not sure how this relates to the coronavirus.
This is what you and I do. Everyone's just getting the real of what we do.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So I think
there is hope on the horizon because we see the countries mm-hmm. who are a month ahead of us having some success in controlling and defeating the virus.
Yeah, that's right.
So, but I also think once it blows through all the healthy people one time, apparently it hasn't mutated yet. I've learned a lot.
Oh.
Apparently it hasn't mutated yet. So once you get it, it's a little bit like chicken pox. Now to our friends listening, I'm not a doctor. I'm not sure this is true. I'm just talking to my friend Eddie.
You are not a doctor?
No, I know that's surprising because sometimes I do use that prefix with my name.
From your books and from your podcasting, I always assumed you were a medical professional, but all right, I guess the brand needs...
Surprisingly, no. Yeah. I know, I need to refix my brand, but what I was told is that it hasn't mutated yet, and so it's a little bit like chicken pox, and once you get it, you won't get it again until it mutates. But at least we're learning how... I don't know.
We don't know. And that's very scary.
We just don't know. Yeah, we just don't know. So I'm stuck at my house.
Totally. I'm really sorry you're stuck there. And I'm sorry for people that are stuck there. And I'm sorry for people that have voluntarily self-quarantined, like grateful that they're doing it. But also it's just it's cute and fun and like for a couple days and we're getting snacks and we're getting a Disney Plus subscription and all of this kind of stuff. But it also gets not cute after a while and kids are home from school and everybody's antsy. So
I got quarantined, kind of our joke in our friend group was that if I lost all my jobs, my speaking jobs and et cetera, like all of us are doing, then I would just start homeschooling everyone. I would start a little in-home school because I've still got the skills to teach children. And all my, all my closest friends, this is the part you're going to love.
Yeah.
There's seven of us that are quarantined. Because we all watch the Bachelor finale together.
Oh, so you all hop on a Skype call or whatever and just watch it.
That's where we got sick or where we got exposed was all of us watching the Bachelor finale together.
Annie,
and so this is Peter's fault.
Yeah, I'm going to say this out of love, but you deserve what's happening. Because you should have not done that.
I know. And so everyone else who's quarantined, that may be my only hope. There's a lot of hope. I'm just kidding. But my only hope may be all my friends who are at The Bachelor with me, we're all in the same boat. So I think I'm going to ask my health department girl today if I'm allowed to go to their houses.
Oh, yes, I see. Right. So
because
you have that group.
The six of them are all, besides the one who's sick, the rest of them are all exposed too.
Is there a thing on the other side of this where those who had Corona can now go back to Disneyland because they're just fine?
Oh,
they're
right. They get it. They have a steel immune system.
Right. It's like they stitch a C on your jacket.
Yeah.
It's a scarlet C. And they're
That's right. And people are like, you had it. You can come on in. Are you taking anything to keep your body in tip-top shape?
Well, I take a multivitamin. I generally have been pretty healthy of the last couple months. And so I feel like for me, since I don't fully know what to do, we're staying really clean. We're trying to stay away from places that are obviously dangerous. Also, we're lucky in our county. It's kind of small right now and it's all full of students and all the students have gone home. And so I do kind of live in the country a little bit. So there's only two cases here. It's going to come here, but I feel
about that because so many people aren't experiencing this at all. Because it hasn't reached them and it is everywhere here.
Well, yeah. And it's like most of my colleagues at IJM work in DC and it's like, it's like crazy. It's like a movie scene up there. There's like, they're riding in metros with no one in it and stuff like that. It's like, but it's because there's such a condensed group of people. But yeah, I'm just trying to like stay real clean. And also I'm trying to stay real healthy. Mostly because I want to, but second of all, because I'm like, if I do get sick, because at this point I'm a little resigned to like, I'm going to get it. I want to be my like, I don't know. I feel like having some extra runs under my belt and extra, I don't know if that's right or wrong, but I feel like giving my body all it can to fight this is going to be the best thing I can do. So,
I'm going to exercise every day. I'm going to be a marathon runner on the other side of this.
I think, okay, listen, how can I ask you a very personal question?
Sure.
I'm going to ask it because we can't edit it out, but that's interesting. You could just decline. How far could you run right now if you just went out?
I've never been a great runner. Without stopping, I could barely do a mile.
Me too.
I mean, I've done a half marathon, but I didn't run. I didn't run it straight. I did running, walking.
I got my goal for you. That's it.
I have to be able to run a marathon?
No.
I was like, Eddie, I'm not here till summer. I refuse to believe that.
No, there's this app called Couch to 5K that gets you going, that gets you to 3 miles. And that's like,
okay.
I mean, I don't really care.
Can I do that in 10 days?
No, I just realized, you can't. Terrible goal. All right, I'll try again.
I can give it a real go. do it every day.
I don't know how it came up, but somebody just responded to your tweet and just said yes to the oversharing. In other words, they know it's unedited.
Right.
They know it's unedited and they want me to do stuff
This is going to catch us one day. Because my goal, Eddie, is that we record every day I'm stuck at home just to give people. I am enjoying shows that just make me laugh a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm also listening to some of the more serious coronavirus ones. But I just wanted to laugh a little bit. And I was like, let's just give people, whether they laugh or not, we're going to laugh every day for half an hour.
Yeah, absolutely.
So here's a big topic I want us to save for tomorrow. I want an entire Sunday show dedicated to hoarding toilet paper.
I can't even respond to that right now.
Okay, great. Perfect. That's how I need you to feel about it, because that's our whole day tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk format, because we're going to do about a half hour, because we figure even if people are quarantined, more than a half hour a day of us is probably another.
It's crosses more over. Than they need.
It's a different kind of torture that they just don't
need. They've got enough going on that half an hour of us is quite sufficient.
Right, but we'll have fun, and then hopefully they'll have a little fun, and we'll hang out together for a half hour a day, and then we'll be on social media and stuff. So what do you think? Yeah. Okay, so format is, we just did part one, which is what's up, and then what do you think part two should be? You're good at this.
And then part two is hot takes. So part one is just a catch up of what's happened. Part two is hot takes. Part three is the challenge.
The challenge. Okay.
Well, right? Does that feel good?
I think it feels good. I think hot takes also encompasses people really had great questions on Twitter.
Yeah. You want to just buzz through a couple of those real quick? You want me to just drop them to you? We can't spend a lot of time on them, but I can just drop some to you.
First of all, it's worth saying that the first question I think should come from a friend of ours on Twitter named Bethany, not Beth, who actually, I'm not sure that she didn't think of this idea, because she said
she said, I agree.
And then all of a sudden you and I are texting, and I read it before I texted. So I do think everybody, anarchy_water. I don't understand what that Twitter
handle. I don't understand
that
either. But Bethany, not Beth, is like Edward, not Eddie. So she's a fan. Edward or Eddie. Okay. So her big first drop was this is a hot take for the ages. Meghan and Harry leaving the royal family.
One, you can't leave the royal family. It's like are like, you tell me, like I used to have a pastor that would say, I know I am not edited. I used to have a pastor that would say, what can you do that you would run so far from God that God would just reject you? And of course you say to yourself, nothing. Right. What could Meghan do that she would not be our princess forever?
Right, right.
It's just like the God analogy, and it's totally perfect.
Yeah.
And it doesn't fall apart, and it absolutely means the same thing.
Right. Yeah, you're very close to that. I also just think, haven't we all watched The Crown, and didn't we already see Queen Elizabeth become the queen because the king's brother did this?
Right, and he
ran off. Like, this isn't brand new. This isn't the coronavirus of the royal family.
No, and they talk about in that series, there's two sets of Windsors. There's the queen type who are fiercely loyal to the crown, and then there's Harry, and then there's right. But that boy has been through a lot.
Listen, and that's it.
Yeah. And they will never not be a part of the royal family.
That's right. He's never, I mean, if I ran into him on the street, I wouldn't be like, is that Harry or Prince Harry? He's Prince Harry forever.
Dude. That's right. That's right. And if you see, here's how I know. 10 years from now, the Queen has publicly, I mean, she won't be alive, but let's say Prince Philip has publicly denounced Meghan and Harry, and you see Meghan at a Comic-Con panel with her former suits.
You mean Prince Charles? Because I figure if Prince...
Yes, you're right.
If Queen Elizabeth's dead, Prince Philip is for sure.
Prince Philip is already an animatronic. He's already an animatronic. You're right.
Okay, so Prince Charles has become King Charles.
King Charles, he has denounced Meghan and Harry. You see Meghan at a Comic-Con panel with her suits castmates doing a 20-year reunion. You still bow to her. Or 100%. Curtsy.
Have I ever told you that I matched on a dating app with Lewis Litt from Suits? You can't make that up.
That's the show, everyone. Thanks for coming. I guess we go to the challenge now. Okay.
No, we got another question. Canceling the college. This is from Karen Howell. Canceling the College World Series months before it's supposed to occur. I actually didn't know they had canceled the College World Series.
I think it's really smart.
Do you? Even though, but you like baseball.
I love baseball. But there's two different things happening. One, baseball MLB was about to start. So these players are having to, in order to do their job, they are having to congregate in mass groups. Even if there's not people in the stadium, there is still a gigantic support staff and set of coaches. There are also families at home that need help and kids. I mean, like, it's just inhumane. People need to be together. But the College World Series, while it's a bummer, because I know everybody likes going to Omaha every year and doing the thing in the summer, it's these college students have to go home, and they can't be a team preparing for this. They can't.
That's right.
And it's a bummer. I love going to see Florida Go Gators. I love seeing Gator baseball. But it's just these college students don't have time to prepare for it. Yet they are so driven. The problem is they're so driven that they'll do whatever it takes. And so if they kept the College World Series, these kids are going to expose themselves to some dangerous stuff because they won't be stopped in their pursuit of this. So I feel like they had to cancel the goal in order to get them to slow down. Though I will tell you, it is super sad. And there are seniors and juniors who... Most of them will never, ever play professional sports. This was it. This was their last year. And for many of the teams, this was their first shot at the dance. Same with college basketball. And these kids have been playing.
Oh, man, Belmont here in town made the NCAA tournament and will never play a day of it.
There's a kid that's been playing since he or she was 6 years old.
Yeah.
Multiple times a week. Parents have invested just countless thousands of dollars and hours. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it just, I mean, it is... I realize there is other layers of tragedy, but I feel very, very bad for a lot of the college
athletes. This is one of the losses. I feel bad. I mean, to speak also to your people group, all the kids who were planning on doing their senior play or their senior musical. And I mean, I don't know if you saw that yesterday, but one of the Broadway stars said, hey, if you're not getting to do your musical, I want to watch. Show me whatever you can show me. Send me a clip of you singing or a clip of you. And it is beautiful and heartbreaking because all these people are like, this was my senior showcase and I want to go to college.
Yeah.
And we don't have a play. I mean, I think there's a lot of permission for people to grieve the everyday things we're not getting to do. Not me leaving my house, but things like that, that seniors in high school or college seniors who are like, I mean, I have a college senior tweet at me and say, I'm going home now. I don't know when I'll see my friends again. And now I'm done with college.
Yeah. It's like a huge bummer.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that took a sad turn. Hey, let's recommend some shows to watch. What are some things people should be watching while they're sitting at home? And remember, we want to keep it on the cleaner side because that's what I watch, but also because I have many BFFs who are listening along.
No, yes, I absolutely. I really liked the Hillary documentary on Hulu.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet. I'll add it to my list.
Now, granted, it is very partisan. And,
and pro or anti?
Pro Hillary. She's very much a part of it.
Okay.
But I would say even like down the middle, let's say nonpartisan, I thought I like learned a lot about her life and that was great. Like I was happy to learn about her life.
I always suggest my favorite Wild West television show from AMC. Well, there's two of them.
Yes.
I love Hell on Wheels about the train being built, the train tracks being built across the, it's called the railroad being built across America. But I also, there are two seasons of a show called The Sun. Have you watched The Sun? S-O-N?
Never even heard of it.
Oh, it's Pierce Brosnan as he was born the same day as Texas.
Oh my gosh.
And it follows his childhood, his adulthood, and his grandfather life. It's violent, but it's AMC level violent. It's not HBO level violent.
Right. So, we can hear. And Pierce Brosnan.
He's very cool. He's a bad dude. It's a great show. And then I'm finishing Mrs. Maisel is what I'm currently finishing.
Oh yeah, great. I love Mrs. Maisel. Great one. I would say those are good. And I have a thought for like what to do today. Just today.
Okay. Oh, for my challenge?
I do. Are we at challenge time? Are we okay with that?
Yeah, that's great. You're right. We're going to end of act three.
Yeah, because you and I, if we don't...
We have to.
Push ourselves to 30 minutes. That's right. It's either 30 minutes or 2.5 hours. And we're right at the edge. Okay. Here's my challenge for myself that I think would be helpful for you. I'm going to try to do something today that is incredibly productive and makes me feel good about that. Like I did something. Like I'm going to clean the closet that I have been avoiding forever which I know doesn't sound fun. So for me, the garage is just like a disaster of like old projects and a drill that's sitting there on the table for no reason. I'm going to clean that because I feel like for my psyche, I need to feel like I'm moving the ball of my life forward somehow.
Sure.
And I think that for today, I think that that would be helpful. So I feel like I'm going to try to tackle something that when I'm done with it, I just look back and like, look at you. Well done, man.
That's the privileged life of a person not stuck in their house because I have to do that every day in order to stay sane.
I know.
So today my challenge is going to be from you. I'm going to create my bucket list.
Yeah.
And then because every single day I need to do a closet.
Oh yeah.
And so my productive thing is actually making the list of all the productive things I want to do over the next 10 days. Is that okay? And then I'll share the list this afternoon on Instagram.
Yeah.
So that everybody can see my quarantine bucket list.
Yeah. I just feel like for knowing you and probably a lot of the people that are listening, like there are a couple of things that you can't not do. One is be productive. That's right. One is be around people. I cannot be around people. And so I don't feel, I just don't feel that as much, but I also have the privilege of having, you know, Brianne and even Lucy in the house with me as well. So I'm never actually alone, but I do feel like you're at your best and conversely worse when there's just not a thing that you're digging into. But I also would say, so the other thing too is, and maybe this is just another list you make of it. I feel like there's something in this season about taking time and maybe we'll talk about hobbies tomorrow, but taking a couple minutes to do a thing that it just feels purely vacational and silly, like sitting down at 2 p.m. and watching the entirety of a movie without moving.
Yes.
Or listening to the whole catalog of David Bowie front to back and trying to understand it. Or those kinds of things that are like, I usually only do this by a beach when I'm intentionally slowing down.
I'm still going to take a Sabbath this week.
Totally.
I'm still going to take a day where I don't use technology, where I don't do work. Yeah. I'm going to do as close to my real life trapped in my house as I can.
Yes.
So I'm going to have most days that I accomplish a lot of things. And I still can do my job. I have a novel I'm writing. I have a book that has to be edited. I have calls. I still can do my job, but I still am also going to take a Sabbath.
Yeah.
A sweet thing is I have a patio that it's almost a little bit of a Romeo and Juliet looking thing where you can look down onto the sidewalk and a bunch of friends have said they'll come sit outside and talk to me.
Oh my gosh. It's like the, what's that terrible show that everybody seems to be into? No, You Can See Each Other. The one where you can't see each other.
Oh, Love is Blind. Yeah, no. There's no, it is, it is not that. We can see each other and they're just going to sit on the sidewalk and I can sit on my porch and I'm elevated above them because I'm on a different level emotionally, but also physically. And mostly. And then, so at least hopefully one friend will come see me every day.
Yes.
But it kind of makes me want to cry to even talk about it. So let's call it a day.
Yeah.
And we'll talk tomorrow.
Yeah. sorry you're having a, sorry you're having a rough day, but also I look forward to.
Hey, it's day one. Let's go build a a quarantine bucket list.
I'm into it. Quarantine bucket list and share them. I'm curious what people are going to do because I have today and tomorrow figured out. But
and what I know.
Yeah, and also yeah. I'm healthy. Like if I get sick, I'm going to go. If the State Department or whatever is calling me and telling me to quarantine, yeah. I'm going to need your bucket lists.
Yeah, I'm going to make it. I'm going to ask someone to bring me markers.
Yes. Oh.
So that's my next text.
Yeah. <It's very> sad. You feel like Amazon Prime is blowing up right now. People are like,
oh, it's got to be. Yeah.
Got to be.
Okay, talk to you tomorrow.
Wash your hands. Bye.